Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of Las Vegas, the Honorable Carolyn Goodman, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome to the program the Honorable Mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. It is a pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. We had such a good time last time.
Yeah, and now we actually get to be face-to-face here. I like that. A couple of serious issues come up. The vote on Tule Springs hit a snag, according to the RJ, and you've already issued a statement about this. Tell us what the latest is.
Well, we're on hold trying to do our homework where we need to be doing it to get it back on what was agreed bipartisan to push that on through. I mean, what a great place to have a national park monument, and Tule Springs is really something that's so much a part of everything that we need to be doing, a new place to visit, certainly the historic value, the scientific value, educational value. And so I think all of the people that need to be involved are talking to our representatives there to get out and make sure this turns back. We do not want the funds from this being moved over to the U.S. Treasury.
As against being in the Southern Nevada Lands Act.
Correct.
Okay, and you're optimistic at this point that we can get this done?
Well, I thought we already had it in place. That's what was such a shock. And so I've been advised by staff, though, that everyone's in agreement. Let's just pull back a little bit and see what we can do to get it back to where we thought it was going to be in the first place.
Your thoughts on what's going on with the county commission and the police department, where the county commission did not go ahead and approve the increase in taxes, and all of a sudden Las Vegas Review-Journal editorial says Las Vegas police to reduce accident response. Do you think this is tit for tat?
You know, I really, not being in the inside with the department, I just know so many people who've been in accidents, and I think it's really wrong because it's he said, she said, when I bumped my car into your car. And I think it's just, it's going to create such a mess. But unfortunately, with no extra cops now available, and whether the fact is this is going to help them save Metro Police time to allocate them. But we have so many other issues here, and this is a tourist town, and we need more cops. I find it very picayune, and just get the cops on. There are certain different ways that they can be funded, but we need them on now, because this is about the residents, it's about the 40 million almost tourists that we have coming here, and you don't have a community unless you have a safe community. I was appalled, actually.
Do you think this is the first in a series of things that are going to come out of Metro?
I think they already have. I mean, I know of some people who were burglarized on the west side of town. Took 9 hours, 9 hours for Metro to be able to respond. And so, you know, I think it's tip of an iceberg, and I don't know what the inside details are, how they're coming. I can't judge that. The reality is, I know when you look at the allocation per resident, how many per thousand that we have available, and we continue to have 350,000 tourists in here every weekend. We cannot let safety become an issue for us, that we aren't making it the place where everybody wants to come. One, to tour, but most importantly for their conventions and then to open up their businesses. They need a safe environment just as much as they, well, more importantly than anything. Then, of course, our educational issues and medical issues and everything else.
All right. Because I have no life, I sat in my hotel room the other night watching a replay of the Clark County Planning Commission with this tortured discussion on medical marijuana. You have said that you want to send a team over to Holland to find out the mistake. Are you serious about that?
Well, absolutely, I think, but we are so fortunate in this technological day that we can get the information without that cost. The reality is, because they had legalized marijuana and it's growing and everything else, certainly they could tell us what's been the fallout. And already we're seeing they have marijuana available, certain types of marijuana available in the coffee shops, but there can be no alcohol. And they're finding, they're pulling back and tightening. And just this past week, I was speaking at a continuing law education regulators meeting, and there were some people there from Denver. And so jokingly, I went up to one of the attorneys and I said, "So how are things in Denver?" And he said, "Not good." So, you know, we're going to learn by what's going on, and that was one person's opinion, but what some of these states are doing. It is a felony. Any part of it's a felony because it's substance one. And until that changes, what we don't want to do at the city is give up our rights going forward. We're on a timeline. The city has to make a decision, as did Boulder City just recently and Henderson. The 10 allocations for dispensaries from Henderson have been given back to the county, so they now have 20. I don't know what North Las Vegas is doing. But the reality is the state of Nevada has gone ahead to move forward with this. The banks, for instance, and there has been some movement by the president as well as Eric Holder, the attorney general, to try to make it more palatable to put money in the banks. The banks aren't touching it. Nobody's touching anything, but I don't want to see our city give up something that, one, we could be very effective in doing, making it very comfortable for somebody who really is in pain, and it is proven that this part or this piece of the plant is going to work and is therapeutic or a pain relief, that we can control that. That the person who really needs the pain medication can get it, that it's certainly equitable, that it has the seal so it's not going to be broken into and tampered with, and that those who need it can get it at a fair price across the city. And that's my personal opinion. It's a very delicate time right now that we're looking at, because the state, I understand, I heard on the news, that they're taking applications for inspectors and examiners. There's no money there to do this, and it still is illegal to grow, to use, to sell.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the social changes that are happening, that nothing this big has happened, I think, since the 1920s and the end of Prohibition. More with Carolyn Goodman when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. So it's interesting because, as you pointed out, you know, we are seeing the president, Senator Reid, saying that they see the medical possibilities for marijuana, although the president's certainly not encouraging recreational use, which he did experiment with himself, so he does know the story there. And Eric Holder has made it clear that banks can operate because this is a big problem in both Denver and in Washington, where there are large amounts of cash having to be moved around, and it seems to me that they're making it so that it is possible to move forward. In this state, don't you think it's incumbent upon the state bar to release all of the attorneys for the cities and the counties to be able to say, yes, you can go ahead and make decisions, because they're all scared to take that leap forward to give advice, because they're scared because, as you point out, it is still federally a felony, but at the same time, the U.S. Attorney's Office is not going to go after anybody unless they're breaking very specific parts of a law in terms of children or trafficking out of state, et cetera.
Well, being married to an attorney,
I didn't know that.
Yes, and two sons who are attorneys. You know, to me, it's all about a disclaimer. And I know for our city attorney, I just say to him, every time you speak and you're asked an opinion, say, it's a felony. And then go on and say, this is what I can tell you are the facts. He's not to be the recommender anyway. But every single statement, he couches it that at this point, this is a felony. So as you move forward. But what I'm very concerned about, and yes, I do hope that the state bar will take some stand, and we should hear soon on that, because I highly hold in the highest regard Brad Jerbik and his staff. They've been great advisors and usually spot on. And so I mean, my sense is that if this should come to pass, the most important thing is we're facing. In 2016, we're going to have a new president. Could be a different party. What if the take's entirely different on this? But in the same time, I don't want to be blindsided and be stupid about this. I want to make sure that we're protecting the rights of the city of Las Vegas to be the wisest we can be as we move forward, have as much information as we can have, get the research done, look at where it's succeeding and what's happening. And I don't think the banks are going to take the money. If we charged tax and sold little vials of liquid or a vial of pills, and we recouped the tax at this time, who's going to take it? No bank's going to take that money still, even though the president and the attorney general have said, you know, we're sort of going to sit back on this. We are going to have a new president.
Okay, but that's not going to be till 2017. And I would say that the same thing applies to Obamacare. For as much as Republicans want to get rid of this, by the time we get to 2017, this is going to be an entrenched law. Marijuana is going to be entrenched, and we'll see how this social experiment is working. But it's interesting that largest consumers these days of marijuana and marijuana products are senior citizens. And senior citizens, as you well know, are big voters.
Do you think I'm a senior citizen?
I didn't accuse. I was just looking at you because we're having a conversation. I wouldn't dream of saying anything like that.
I didn't know seniors were using it.
Aches and pains, glaucoma.
Oh, okay.
Cancer.
Yeah, I have a sister who has glaucoma, and yes, she's done it in another state. It's
and
legal.
And doctors are prescribing it. They're saying to people in Reno, for example, go to Lake Tahoe on the California side and purchase it there, but we'll write you a prescription for it. I mean, it's actively being done. The question is, are we legalizing? But here's the bigger point to me, and I've said this on the program several times, which is we have to come up with a standard so that the police have a reasonable standard by which to measure. So if somebody has smoked a joint on Saturday and they're driving the following Tuesday, those metabolites are still in their system.
Of course.
So how do we get this to the point where somebody's not accused of being stoned when they're driving 3 or 4 days after having consumed marijuana?
Well, you see, I'm really about the pain, and as you've said, and I'm not really concerned about that because, again, it is a felony right now. We need to be prepared. We need to do the research. The top universities in their medical schools and research level, they're in a huge list that I have. There wasn't a one of them said that there was a benefit. It was either undecided, no comment, or no, that there is a medical benefit. I have asked our staff to contact NIH, National Institute of Health. Let's get the facts first. Let's just not go run amok here. Let's find out what the true facts are. Is there a benefit? If there is a benefit, let's plan for that in a way that we could set up how you handle that particular situation.
Well, and the one thing I want to point out is that the federal government has not allowed the FDA or the National Institute of Health to conduct any kind of study to find out the efficacy of this.
So there you are.
It's really, everybody's had their hands tied, but I think that if you legalize it, tax it, and make it a lower cost in the black market, it's a benefit to everybody.
But look, when we've held our meetings and our recommending committee meetings that, of course, are open to the public, I think the smell out there, that there's so many people that smell this giant profit, and I keep trying to pull them
I'm
back.
I'm so glad you said profit. I thought you were going to say something
I
else
keep
there.
Coming, I keep coming back to the fact that, wait a minute, if this is what the state said and it's about medical marijuana for those who are suffering either cancer or some debilitating pain, and this is proven to, in fact, ameliorate the pain, well, then we're going to move slowly. But we want FDA approval, or we want some measure so that you or I out shopping can know that if I buy that vial, it's going to be identical to this vial, and the price is going to be the same. The people that are interested that have contacted me and contacted so many of our lawyers here are looking for the growing, the selling, the Rice Krispie treat, the cream. They are looking at nothing but money. And unfortunately, that's the sadness I see. Everything's about money. How much money can I make? It's not about what good can I do for this community. How
but,
can
but
I make
know,
this a better
you know
place?
That's how things always go.
It doesn't make me stop talking about it.
No, and I agree, and it's amazing how many respected lobbyists I know who are choosing between how many marijuana business clients they take. So it really is quite interesting. But I think that for the person that's dying of cancer and has no appetite, and that they feel that taking marijuana is helping them regain their appetite, I look at our society and say, what's wrong with us when we look at all the other things that are going on that are bad, that are legal?
You know, with some regularity, I have coffee with the mayor. And the last coffee with the mayor, this young lady came up to me and told me exactly about a client who was had lost so much weight on chemotherapy, couldn't swallow, and she does grow her pot and mixed it with honey, and now the woman's begun to put on weight again. So where those pieces are there, and it's proven that there's something down the road, we have to do this in some type of regulated way, not a free-for-all. The key is, I mean, and I've heard this for years from my husband, take the criminal element out of all drugs, legalize all drugs, and that criminal element will be gone, and then it will just be another business, whatever it is. I have my own opinion, which is quite often different from my husband's, but in this matter, I do know for a fact, because my sister, who, as I said, has glaucoma, had relief, and whether she still uses smoking or whatever, however she took it, I have no idea. There was a benefit.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor Goodman when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
Dollar Loan Center, your trusted name in lending for 15 years, now has two great ways to serve you. Signature and title loans. We lend more for your vehicle and guarantee better rates with no credit checks. Or get a signature loan up to $2,500. No collateral required. Apply in-store or online at don'tbebroke.com.
If price selection and service don't matter, any dealer will do. But if you want the best pricing on a giant selection of new Jeeps and more for your trade-in, then head straight to Carson City Jeep, where right now you can buy 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokees for just $32,500 or Jeep Wrangler Unlimiteds for only $27,300 and hit any off-road in the new Cherokee Sport for just $24,500. Only at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. Wanted to ask you about the downtown stadium. With MGM Stadium moving full speed and Don Snyder in charge of the UNLV Stadium, really, realistically, do you think Cordish is going to be able to get this done?
You know, I'm hopeful they are. We've spent so much time and waited so long for something to happen. And, of course, we still remain under the veil of confidentiality because of the MOU. My hope is I definitely think they can all work. My personal belief is the stadium, there needs to be a stadium at UNLV so that the students there can have their football games, their tracks, the things that are particularly focused at the university. I think MGM is looking at their arena to be more of an entertainment area. And for me,
and it could be a team as well. I mean, it's built
to that standard. It could be, but it's over the years, David Stern, who's commissioner, or was the commissioner before Adam right now, Adam Silver, who we saw this past weekend, really was of the mind, anywhere there's gaming, we are not interested in having a franchise.
Do you think that's crazy in 2014?
Well, at that time, but he did a year and a half ago tell Oscar that, in fact, yes, he would. It would be now the gaming's everywhere. So my sense is whether it's a national basketball or a national hockey league or whatever professional team we can pull in, I think it works very well in the downtown planned arena of 18 to 20,000 seats. I see the MGM as a gaming entity that satisfies its stockholders. Our purpose is more for the community to get everything for the community, the tourists, the convention here, and not so much for any stockholder that's going to own this. So what I see there, we have a lot of things on the table. I'm very excited to get to June 1st, either going forward with Cordish, or we have so much interest in that property. And I think all three would blend very well. I think the MGM with their entertainment, their fights, everything that they've done have done nothing but better Las Vegas. And I see them all working very well together.
Do you think that if Las Vegas gets the GOP convention, all of that underlying we can't go to Las Vegas goes away forever?
Well, we had the U.S. Conference of Mayors back just this past June. And originally before they came here in 2005-06, that same thing. But I want you to know that not only is the RNC interested in Las Vegas, so is the DNC. And whichever we get, I think the competition for the two of them to look at the top tourist and convention place. We have 151,000 beds. Everything is 10 minutes from the airport. You can get from one end of the strip to the other. It's not like being in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Tampa. It's not like that. And the weather is, of course, fabulous. So I'm hopeful we get one or the other. And being nonpartisan, registered nonpartisan, whoever wants to come here, and you both want to come, we'll take both.
Carolyn Goodman, a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much.
Please come back soon.
I'd love to. Thanks, Sam. So good to see you.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
California Closets designs more than just closets. We'll create the perfect entryway, kids' room, pantry, media center, or garage, custom designed just for you. Call California Closets or visit our showroom for a free design consultation.
Take out meals for just $12.99. Call now.
Sherry Pearson. You are the sole surviving heir of the King of Montanopolis, and you are now worth $45 million.
I'm rich. This can't be real.
Of course it's not real. Come on. Having money isn't about luck. Like that takeout meal. Cook at home instead. You can save thousands a year. Feed me.
Feed the pig.
You always said when you retired, you'd sleep in. But then you discovered there's just way too much to get up for. Someday you can sleep in. But not today.
She's paid for Social Security benefits for over 23 years. When she needs it, Social Security says, "Sorry, ma'am, you're denied."
How many times was she denied?
Twice. Maybe we should just give up.
You're a funny man, funny man.
Your Social Security disability claim is denied over and over. Don't give up. At David Allen Associates, we win cases, and we don't get paid a fee until we do. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
It's California Closet's Spring Accessories Savings Event. Now through March 31st, receive up to $500 in storage accessories with your beautiful new California Closet system. Visit our showroom or see us online at californiaclosets.com.
On our next broadcast, political scientist Mark Poplawski will join us, and we'll talk about recent events with the Supreme Court maybe affecting the state legislature. We'll see you on the next broadcast.